You, guard, come here. I'm feeling bored today and I want to have a little fun. And you, you're going to be my plaything. Well, you better, or I will have you executed for disobeying orders from your princess. So get to it. Take off your armour and your shirt. I want to see what's under them. Hmm. I like what I see. You are very muscular. Very sexy. Flex for me. I want to see those perfect washboard abs of yours. Mmm. Delicious. Now, strip for me. Like a good boy. Mmm. What a fine specimen you are. Your training must put you through hell to maintain that perfect body. That's good, though. My guards better be strong enough to protect me well, and it's even better when they double as eye candy for me. Hmm, and I forgot. All you guards have to wear chastity cages 24/7. Can you guess whose idea that was? It was mine. I just think you men are so much more attractive and more attentive to my whims and desires when you're kept locked away in chastity. Horny boys follow orders so much better, especially for a girl as sexy as I am. You agree? You must know very well. The longer I keep you in chastity, the more devoted to me you become. The more you try harder and harder to impress me, just hoping that one day your princess might decide to reward you with a little release. Well, there's always the possibility, I suppose. So keep on being a good boy and we'll see what happens. Some guards are luckier than others. Because, well, I'm sure you're also aware of how unforgiving I can be to boys sometimes. Just like the time I had that poor idiot executed for looking at my cleavage. I was in a bitchy mood that day, and sometimes I just have to make an example out of one of you to keep the rest in line. Even though the dress I was wearing that day was by far the most revealing and sluttiest one I own. And I did call him forward to ask him if it looked good on me. Okay, fine, I admit it. I was just looking for an excuse to punish someone. Obviously, no one in his position would have been able to resist sneaking a peek at my amazing breasts. Why is it so fun teasing you boys? I mean, it did cheer me up, so I suppose he served his purpose. Poor guy. I guess he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Oh, but you don't have to worry about that. I'm in a good mood today, can't you tell? And you're pretty cute, so I'd prefer to keep you around. Come to think of it, you look familiar, actually. Oh, I remember you. You gave me that wonderful foot massage yesterday. My, my. You are a lucky boy. I am very picky about which guards I let touch me. I remember seeing your face light up when I called on you, so utterly eager to obey my orders. I do appreciate the enthusiasm. You guards are so adorable. Standing at attention all day, vigilant, staring straight ahead, patiently waiting so desperately to serve me. Oh, it's so nice having a collection of perfectly trained horny boys forever at my beck and call to play with however I want. I can only imagine how thrilled you must have been when I said I wanted a foot rub. Did it feel nice? caressing my soft, perfect little feet. Your dick must have been throbbing and aching in that tiny cage. Kind of like it is now, I bet you want to touch yourself so bad. Well, I didn't order you to, so don't you dare touch that dick without my permission. Plus, would have to get your cock out of that cage first. I do want to see what's down there. I have the master key somewhere. I think it's in my jewelry box. Here it is. Aw, the look on your face. Your eyes wide. You want to be free so bad, don't you? Well, you have to earn it. Your face is priceless, like a confused little puppy. Well, are you ready to earn your freedom? Good. Then, let's see you put those muscles to good use. Get on the ground and do some push-ups for me. That's it. Impress me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Such perfect form, like a real man. Okay, stop. Get on your hands and knees. If you want it so bad, if you want me to unlock your cage, then hump the floor. Go ahead. Smear that denied cock all over the ground for me. It feels good, doesn't it? Show me that you want it. Okay, more push-ups. Come on. I want to see your cute little ass move up and down for me. And every time you come down, I want you to press your cock against the ground. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, that's enough. Get on your knees. Let me ask you, do you think you've earned it? You do? Slap yourself in the face if you think you've earned it. Again. Harder. One more. And again. All right. I am getting bored of this. I think it's time now. Stand up. Come close. Let me slide this key into that lock. Does it feel good, my hand so close? The taste of freedom. You are pathetic. And turn the key and there. That must feel so nice to be out of that cage, huh? Hey, stand up straight, like a man. You're slouching. Whatever happened to that perfect form? Arms straight down your sides, puff out your chest, shoulders back, chin up. Like a soldier. Standing at attention for their princess. This is how you guards should stay at all times. Keep those abs flexed constantly for me. Yes, this is how I like you. My big, strong warrior man. Now, how about you give that cock a few strokes? I want to see how big it gets. Not too fast, though. Slowly. I want you to stay nice and hard and full of cum. That's right. I've decided I'm not letting you orgasm. You know, I was thinking about giving you a handjob, though, but you were a bit too slow with those push-ups, and I didn't like the fact that you slouched. Oh, well. Too bad for you. You should have tried harder. Now, let go of that cock before you explode. Aww, it feels bad to let go, doesn't it? How about if I stroke it for you then? Oh, just like this. Does that feel better, darling? Oh, are you sure it feels better, knowing that you won't be able to come at all? How about I kiss those delicious pecs of yours like this? And up along this thick, strong neck. What? Ugh, you're leaking. Oh, that's enough touching for you then. Were you seriously about to come that easily and that quickly? Oh, my. Oh, that was a close call. You would have been in big trouble if anything more than pre-cum came out of that pathetic cock. Oh, you're shaking. That must be the most attention your dick has gotten in your entire life. You want to fuck me so bad right now, don't you? That cock is desperate. Well, you probably have no idea how to use that thing. You would probably blow your load the instant I let you inside my pussy. Worthless virgin. You'll never get to fuck me. I don't care how big those muscles are or how handsome you are. You are nothing but a subservient loser. You're beneath me. I only let princes fuck me. You're just a fun little toy, but only when I'm bored. And you know what? I'm not bored anymore. I think I'm ready for a nap. Pick me up and carry me to my chamber. Good boy. Now lay me in my bed. Gently, do not drop me like the last time. Oh, so cozy. I love the feel of these silk sheets. Take off my shoes and give me another one of your foot massages while I fall asleep. Oh, that's nice. Oh, you're trying so hard to keep it together, aren't you? Despite your neglected, desperate dick craving for any kind of contact from me whatsoever. You thought you were going to get a little more action than this, didn't you? I'm such a bitch denying you like this. You've been such a good boy this whole time, and are you hoping that I'll just change my mind? That if you give me the best foot job ever, I'd suddenly decide to reward you and finish giving you that hand job. Well, it doesn't hurt to keep trying, does it? Now switch to the other foot. You know, you shouldn't feel too bad or too hard done by. I mean, it could be worse. Like, at least I'm not having you sentenced to prison for getting pre-cum all over my hand. Because you know, that's something I would totally do. You should definitely be thanking me for that. You know how sometimes I like to make you guards duel each other to the death for my amusement? I wouldn't want to risk losing you like that. Oh, you didn't know that I did that with you guys. I love watching you be my little gladiators. It's the ultimate form of entertainment. Watching two insanely horny men fight over me. All that testosterone and pent-up sexual frustration sure makes for a good show. It never ceases to amaze me how barbaric you boys can be when you're stuck in perpetual chastity like that. So willing to turn on each other just for the chance to impress me. But hey, I'm not totally heartless. I usually give the winners a nice little reward, like a kiss on the cheek. That is, if they're not too gross and bloody after their little duel. Aww. Am I making you nervous? I told you. You don't have anything to worry about, darling. I'd rather keep you around for that hot body and those delightful foot rubs. So, just don't do anything too stupid and you'll be just fine. But anyway, that's enough massaging. I'm bored of you now. I'm done with you. Stand there and keep staring at my feet until I wake up. And when I wake up, I'll have you run me a bath and you can watch that too. Good night, sweetie, and don't you dare think about touching that unlocked cock while I sleep. Oh no, if you do.